Fred Guizhou will go to Beijing.
The success of Team Guizhou is inspiring others to get involved in curling. Greg Smith has been coaching at the Ballyhaley Curling Club for 7 years. He says he's noticed an increase in enrollment over the past few years.
Having Brad on the telly and being at the Olympics and the team and all the coverage they get is going to help. You know, I noticed for a fact our demographics have grown here in 30-year-old age range, and you know, we need that and younger to sustain and to flourish and to grow.
According to Curling Canada, almost 2 million Canadians over the age of 14 have tried curling at least once. Helen Radford is a youth development manager for Curling Canada. She says the success of local athletes like Guizhou has inspired kids across the province.
There's no secret why young curlers in Newfoundland have gotten stronger and stronger over the years, and the numbers have increased. It's because, you know, it's somebody they can relate to.
Smith says that Team Guizhou's success has not only inspired beginners. He says that lifelong curlers are now staying involved in the sport.
Before Brad won the Briar here in town, you'd see people quit curling after high school or as they got into university. Just didn't have the time for it. But I think people are prioritizing it now because they know the potential is there to compete at such a high level and be from here.
Junior curler Amber Druggett was inspired to try curling after seeing Team Guizhou on TV. She says that the team motivates her to improve her own skills.
They've been playing the best that they can play, and it just inspired me by playing the best that I can be.
Regardless of the outcome of the Olympics, Smith and his junior curlers will continue to take pride in Team Guizhou. Sarah Danny, Kicker News, St. John's.